This is the Emotional Empowerment Practice. My name is Kiran Patel. So you may have any number of emotions that are weighing on your body, whether it's fear, anger, grief, sadness, hurt, disappointment. Whatever the emotion is that's in your body, this is a practice to help bring awareness to that, so that that emotional energy can dissipate and you can have more access to your inner power, and so you can help release some of that energy. So begin, first of all, just by setting up a space for you to practice. If you have access to a private room where you can close the door and not have people or devices disturb you, that would be ideal. You can be sitting, standing, or lying down, whatever your body feels like doing at this moment. Either way, I invite you to close your eyes. So first phase of this is to bring your awareness in your inner experience. And just start by noticing that there is the outer experience. Notice any sounds around you. And just let them go. Shift your awareness inward to the breath. And just notice the breath. The inhalation, exhalation. And be aware of the breath. The experience of breathing, maybe being aware of your nostrils, the upper lip, the throat. And then extend your awareness into the whole body and notice firstly what's going on in the body, your head, your forehead, your eyes, your mouth, face, your throat, your neck, shoulders, back, the chest, the solar plexus, the belly, and your limbs, arms, hands, legs, feet. And just be aware that there's this body and there's emotion flowing through it, perhaps intensely, perhaps subtly. Tuning into that within the body, and maybe you notice it in a certain part of your body, and if so, you can focus there, or maybe it's just kind of all over. See how that energy wants to move. Do you want to flail your arms around, for example? Do you want to curl up into a tight ball and lay in bed, like in a fetal position? Do you want to pound your fist into a pillow? Are there certain sounds that you want to express? Maybe you want to sob, cry, or maybe you want to howl, scream, moan or groan. Grunt. So while maintaining awareness, allow this expression of your body, of your voice. And you may even want to pause this audio so that you can take whatever time that you want to take and then return to the audio to close out of the practice. So just allowing whatever wants to be expressed through movement, through sound, or maybe it's stillness and silence. And all the while, whatever is occurring and whatever is wanting to be expressed and is being expressed or not being expressed, maintaining awareness of the inner experience. Preparing to complete the practice for now. Return your awareness to the breath. And just notice the inhalations and exhalations once again. And even deepen the breath, a couple deep breaths, expanding your belly. You might even expand through the rib cage and chest as you inhale. Softening the belly and the rib cage and chest as you exhale. And just noticing that the breath again is constantly operating in the background, supporting life, your life. And bringing awareness now to your outside world, noticing first the sounds around you. And as you're ready, gently opening your eyes, taking in your outside world visually. And while you're aware of your outer world, see if you can also maintain awareness of your inner world. Perhaps being aware of awareness itself. Noticing the breath, noticing your inner experience in your body, and noticing that you are aware of whatever it is that you're focusing your awareness on, whether internal or external. And you always have access to this faculty of awareness. That place inside of you that is immune to circumstance, that cannot be harmed, no matter what else is going on internally or externally. So this is emotional empowerment practice.